voice of the valley. AM 1450 KBMW, good morning. Snooze Day Tuesday. I'm hoping you hit that snooze alarm like several times. Starting to see some sun here and 61 degrees. Well, I've been talking Chalk Fest all this week. That's what's coming up this weekend. Next weekend, Headwaters Music Festival. And I've been looking forward to this segment all morning. The boys in your Billy D Band, Jan Votz, Jay Votz, and Ed Moore.
Good morning.
Some of my closest friends. Good morning, guys.
We're missing Matt, our guitar player.
We are missing Matt. He didn't want to drive down from Fargo, apparently.
And Daryl, our sound man. I know. We've got to give him recognition.
Always got to give Daryl props. Guys, how's it going? Everybody have a good 4th of July. I got to ask that first because we haven't talked. You know.
Yeah, it
was good. It was good. And good and high. Jan, we'll start with you.
Yes, sir.
How was your 4th?
The 4th was hot.
This is a round table today, by the way. So
went out to Park Rapids to see my granddaughter in a parade, and it was like almost 100 degrees for a couple hours.
It was London broil.
It was brutal.
Now, how many times did you go, I'm really glad we're not on a stage somewhere
playing
today?
That's what I was thinking that day.
So, again, give us some background here for people that don't know. You guys been together, what is it now, in a couple years, how many years is it going to be?
Like 60.
60 years of playing music. Jay Votz, step up. How's that make you feel?
Wow.
You're not going to say a whole lot about it, right?
No. Interesting.
So, again, thinking back to your childhood, you know, when you first started playing, did you ever think, like, you know, I'm going to be pushing, like, 60 or 70 and still doing this?
Absolutely not. I didn't have no clue that it would go this long.
Well, and did you always play, Jan? Have you always played drums?
Was that always?
And Jay, have you always played bass, or did you start?
Well, I tried drums, but Jan took over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jan took over, and the rest was history. And I got into music because of you guys, because I remember seeing you on Crazy Days over by the First National Bank in Breckenridge on the corner, and I thought, I want to be in a band someday. Little did I know, you know. Right. And here we are. We're doing the music festival, folks. We're going to be out on Dakota Avenue next Friday. From 4 until 6 and not a minute longer and entertaining and following is October Road. And I had Kyle Christensen in yesterday. I had a good conversation. Then Matt Ockery and Dirty Little Secret. I hope to talk to Matt. If not this week, we'll talk with him next week. So a good lineup. Good lineup of musicians coming up here, too. And
hoping for good weather.
Yes.
Not too hot.
Praying for good weather.
Please.
Yeah. The heat's a killer when you're in advancing years. Ed Moore, grab the microphone here.
The man with structure in his life.
The man's got structure, more structure than, you are a living architect, my friend. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Omaha. You just came back from Nebraska. Tell me about that.
Omaha.
Could we back up to the structure part again?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I am pretty unstructured, but thank you for that, Billy. I appreciate that.
I don't think you are, but it's just my opinion.
Well, so, I guess it's relative compared to who.
Tell me about Omaha. You just got back.
Well, you know, I'll say one of these strange people that bought a cabin down in Iowa. I live in the border right here by Minnesota.
Yes, you do.
And I drive 400 miles south to go to my lake place.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of people do that.
Well, that explains why the interstate's so busy then. But let me see, the 4th of July, while I was down there, I picked up a playing gig with a group called Chicken Wire. My older brother, Matt, is in the band, and then one of his sons is in that band and a couple other guys. So when I go down there from time to time, I get to play with them. Now, you guys were talking about how hot it was up here. It wasn't hot down there. I'll bet 88 was the hottest. We had a nice cool breeze.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful night.
So what kind of music did you do?
Well,
genre-wise, you know.
Standard stuff. Standard,
okay.
You know.
Did you play Brown Eyed Girl, I hope?
Definitely Brown Eyed Girl. Fishing in the Dark, Black Magic Woman.
Yeah.
Just all that.
Okay.
You know, Folsom Prison Blues, just all the standard stuff.
Right.
And it's fun.
And again, it was with your brother and his son, right?
That's right.
A nephew. Yep.
My older brother, Matt, he's older by a year and a half.
How many years have you been doing this, Ed?
I started on accordion, taking accordion lessons. I was about, I wasn't quite 9. I'll say I was 8 and a half.
Okay.
And then I played that for about 3 years, give or take a little bit. And then I stopped playing because the accordion was just not the kind of thing people played.
That wasn't happening.
My friends weren't playing accordion. And then when I was probably a sophomore in high school, I started fooling around on the piano a little bit. And about 5 years later, I was a piano teacher.
Wow. And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
I love this. Now
I'm loving life, and I'm loving playing, and playing with Billy D is just a great, great thing.
Tell me about, because Tilford's going to be kicking things off on Wednesday down at the band shelter at 5:30. And you just had a gig with Tilly. How's he doing?
Tilford and I played yesterday down in Browns Valley at the Browns Valley Health Center.
Okay.
How is he doing? Well, Tilford's going to be 90 July 25th.
Incredible.
Yeah. And what a great guy, and what a talent. He's one of my mentors, one of my heroes.
Mine too.
I played music before Tilford, but once I met Tilford, everything changed.
As things have a tendency to do.
I love that guy. And Mary was along too. Tilford doesn't drive anymore. He claims it's his eyesight, but...
Right.
But I think he just likes having Mary along.
Yeah, right. And a great way to kick this thing off with Tilly next Wednesday at the band shelter. And then community band, that's Wednesday. Thursday, senior moment with Steve Warner. I got Steve in here coming in on Friday. And then open mic with Whiskey Creek. I want to make mention of that, too, because anybody that wants to sing, to play, whatever, and you don't have to be, like, perfection, just show up.
And you can play on your own, or Whiskey Creek will back you.
Right.
So there's plenty of options of the way you could handle it if you want to play.
And then Natty Jane with Whiskey Creek, too. I know a lot of people looking forward to that. That's going to be Changba Park football field from 7 until 10, and that is on Thursday. So, Jan Votz, what kind of music are we doing? What are we doing? We kind of cross all genres.
We've got so many new tunes in our repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to pick out. We do a lot of new country rock and just kind of, you know, from stuff from way back, but we've relearned things.
Right.
And so our song list is totally different than what it used to be.
Keeps growing. Mm-hmm. It does. It keeps growing. And somebody asked me that. I think somebody in my family asked me that over the 4th of July. It's like, well, what kind of song? I said, lately we're kind of into this honky-tonk thing, which I really kind of like.
I like it.
You know, it really is fun. And we still got to weave chicken fried in there for Jay. Because I know how much you love that song. I wanted to ask you too, in all the years you've been playing, are there songs right now that you hear and it's like, you know, I'd rather take a nail through the head than play that song again? Yeah. Well, what are they?
Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl, for one. Yeah, I'm with
Summer
you.
Summer 69.
I have a Summer 69. And good songs.
Played them way too many times.
Again, right. And people don't get that. When you burn them so long, it's like, oh, man. And we still get through Brown Eyed Girl fairly well. But Ed's
Mama
got,
Don't Dance, just for you.
Mama Don't Dance, yeah. Just for me. And, there's a lot of them that that kind of work that way. I am looking forward to this. And Jan, I know you mentioned the new tunes. What is just the best about playing with you guys is the fact that, you know, one or two times through, and we usually have it. You know, there are the songs that can be a little bit of a challenge. Osborne Brothers, I'm thinking of one. But we see Jay's got his own word for
mental
that.
Mental block.
So, yeah, mental block, yeah. Something there. But just how quick everybody picks things up. Does that blow you away, too?
I'm just a dumb drummer.
All I, no such
thing.
All
I got to do is keep the beat, but I'm just amazed by you guys that with the musicianship and the playing the notes, you singing the songs and learning all the lyrics, pounding that in your head, and then just in a split second, the song comes up to play, and everybody gets on the same page most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. And that's what I mean. There are bands that will struggle and struggle and struggle, and I'm sure you've been in a few where it's like, okay, learning songs is a process, but it just seems to go quicker with us for some reason.
I think it's because we're all experienced now. None of us are spring chickens. But I wanted to say, you know, some people out there might not know, based on the way we're talking, that you are Billy D in the Billy D Band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they heard us talk a little bit about us playing, but there might be some confusion over that.
Right.
Let there be no confusion.
Mr. Dablo
is the D in Billy D. He does a great job.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate that. So, Jan and Jay, what was your name starting out when your dad took you out first time? What was...
Three J's.
The Three J's was... Yeah. And then it morphed into... you've been through a few name changes before you were Crystal Sunshine.
We didn't know what we wanted to be after the Three J's, so it became the unknown.
I love that.
The unknown.
The unknown.
For like 1 year, and then it became Crystal Sunshine.
Right. And then it just kind of it kind of went from there. So.
Yeah, Crystal Sunshine, that was, about 13 years till we went to Billy D and the Crystals.
Billy D and the Crystals,
Bill and joined the band.
And then was there a favorite, like, time for you guys, like, musically, when you look back on it? It's like, as I hear a lot of people go, oh, yeah, you know, the 80s was my time.
The 80s, without a doubt. 90s was cool because more technology started coming into the equipment and everything. Mm-hmm. But the songs, as far as the songs, the 80s was the best.
Yeah, and it just seemed to cover a wide swath.
Jay, Joel.
How about you?
Joel Vaatz played.
Our youngest brother played
yeah. keyboards. And that's about the time. Well, he started after you started, even, mm-hmm. Bill. And when Todd Wagner joined the band, that's kind of when things took off.
Things got nutty for a few years. And you guys just continued that with Scott Jarvis, too, for years after.
Yep. So, a lot of road miles.
Lot of road miles. And Jan, I think you keep track of how many gigs. I mean, what are you up to just in your lifetime?
It's over 6,000 somewhere.
That is
I lost track, but I kept a diary for about 30 years, and I kind of gave up doing it. But but the diary itself is like 2 inches thick. You know?
I bet it is, and probably getting thicker.
And I record it every night that we played out, and weather conditions and things like that, and you know, how much I was paid. And
right.
But it just became a habit over the years. And I don't know who's ever going to pick it up when I pass on, but it's pretty interesting.
Well, I'm looking here for a drum roll because I'm going, okay, here comes the big question. There you go, Ed. How much longer are we going to keep doing this, boys? Jay, we'll start with you. How much longer are you going to stay in the ring?
Till death do us part.
You don't have to answer. I'm not requiring an answer here because I'm bringing this up like
just
out of the blue.
Roll on, I guess. See what happens.
Jan, how about you, buddy?
Well, the only thing was a couple weeks ago we played in Ashley, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Three-hour drive straight west, and it was hot, muggy, really one of those rotten type nights under a tent.
Yeah.
And with a staging that was about 5 feet high.
That felt like a trampoline.
You know, you lift all that stuff up there. And and again, none of us are the spring chickens, okay? So we do the four-hour gig from 9 to 1, and we start tearing down, and there's nobody left in the tent, nobody around. It's just us guys. And I wish I would have had my camera out to film because it was like the night of the Walking Dead.
Oh, it was like everybody moving. It was very quiet, and we were all moving very slow.
Oh, and every once in a while, I got to sit down for a couple minutes, you know. Then my wife and I stayed there that night in our RV, but Jay and the rest of the guys, Jay drove all the way back, 3 hours home. They get home when the sun's coming up.
Right, birds are singing.
That's difficult.
Going out.
That's a long day.
And you know, you guys remember the days we used to do that for like weeks on end, the 5 and 6 night things, and we'd be driving all over the place.
Right, but that was maybe 30 years ago when we were much younger.
And didn't even realize that, you know, boy, this is, this may take a toll at some point, you know. What about you, Ed? Any stories from the road? Any stories from the road we should know about?
Let's see. I'm 7 years out from them, so maybe it'd be okay to tell a couple of them.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do that. But I would like to say.
Yeah, be discreet, please.
But I would like to say, now, your question was, how long do I continue or we continue playing?
Yeah.
Till death do us part.
Right. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it right now, too, because, again, with the setup, the teardown, everything that goes into that can be beyond exhausting. Especially
I can tell
advancing
you, one time
years,
out on the road, I ended up with blackitis. A black eye. I won't tell the story, just the end.
Okay. You just ended up with a black eye. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, and the police had to escort us out of town because everybody in town hated us. only the high school kids that we're playing for.
Okay.
Yeah, but that I would think I was 19 at that point, so that would be 50 years ago.
Oh, man.
Plus.
Could write a book just on that.
Yeah. So I would tell the story, but my memory won't allow it.
Right. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I wish we had more time. Billy D Band going to be on stage Friday, July 18th. So a week from this Friday, we'll be out.
4 until 6 p.m.
Yes, from 4 until 6 and not a minute later. And then October Road from 6 until 9. Matt Ockery, Dirty Little Secret, from 9 until midnight. So that is the lineup for Friday. So looking forward to it. Headwaters Music Festival. Do not forget, kicks off next Wednesday. Crocious and crew down at Jankoba Park in the band shelter. It's 9:55 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets this hour. Well, corn is trading lower again this morning and is now just 1 cent off contract lows in the September contract, following crop progress ratings showing the corn crop improving again. Yesterday's new tariff announcement has not been friendly either. Soybeans are lower to start the day, with the front month August leading the way lower, and prices now near recent support. Soybean meal is dragging prices lower, while soybean oil has recovered a bit and is trading higher. And all three wheat classes are trading lower this morning, with KC wheat leading the way down, despite declines in crop conditions and a fall in U.S. dollar. Funds continue to short the grain markets. Looking at those numbers right now in the grains, we have September corn down 4 cents at 399 and a half.